grumpy old man's back in. Hello, Brett Mack.
What do you want?
Weren't you one of the two that were a part of that movie, Grumpy Old Men?
They cut me out. I was too grumpy.
Maybe that's what I've got to do. If Danny's off sick for the rest of this week, I might be cutting you right back.
Imagine what I'll be like next week. Eh?
Oh, God. Name a movie you never get tired of watching, Brett Mack, and we're getting plenty of responses, which I'm formulating a list now of all the movies that I've got. Oh, yeah, I haven't watched that for ages, so I'll be sitting down and watch them again.
Mm-hmm.
So Groundhog Day, Darren says, and he goes on to say, I can watch that over and over.
Oh, comedy gold, Darren,
again.
Comedy gold.
I see what you did there. That's nearly worse.
No, don't.
It's
don't
not? Okay.
No, all right. Give him a boomtish.
You reckon?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
How's the comedic timing on this show? Boom-tish, which is about 5.5 minutes after the joke.
Terrible. Have I mentioned I'm going to see Jimmy Carr at the Civic Hall next year?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Speaking
know
of comedy
going.
Gold,
yeah, that'll be
can't
good.
Wait. Kerry says The Castle, straight to the pool room with that movie.
Yep.
How good is it? Danielle says Titanic. What? Sorry?
Really?
What?
Okay.
What? There's only one scene in the Titanic I'm going back for. The Blues Brothers says Greg.
Yeah, classic.
Great movie. Great movie.
Mm.
Mr. Holland's Opus, Diana says.
Oh, okay.
And we're getting a few people say Jaws, which then leads into Mr. Holland's Opus because Richard Dreyfuss was in Jaws,
of course, yeah.
And he played the lead in Mr. Holland's Opus.
Mm-hmm.
Very tearjerker of a movie, especially at the end.
Mm.
Got to get the Kleenex out for that one. And look, if you want to see a current movie, I suggest you go and see Bullet Train. It's on now at the Regent Cinemas. My wife and I were sitting in the back row of the movies on Saturday night. We're actually just holding hands and eating
popcorn.
Oh,
that's good. I'm glad you've clarified that. But I do want to ask you something, PT. You're just sitting over this side of the desk looking at you this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You okay? You seen a little something on your chin? A little something on your chin.
Are you talking about the little dry bit of blood on my chin?
Yes.
Oh, great story. This is actually, can I pull out a book from the library?
I thought it was a zit.
No, it's not.
Okay.
This is the story of stupidity.
Are you involved?
Oh, I'm it.
How surprising.
I'm the full story from cover to the back page.
And the centre spread.
After going to the movies on Saturday, so it was a 5:25 session, so we're out at about, I don't know, 7 o'clock, after 7. It was 7:30.
Not too late for you, old man?
No, it was okay. It was Saturday, not a school night.
Okay.
So we decided to get something to eat. We ended up at the Sporting Globe.
Nice.
And we sit down. Two things wrong with that. One, there was only one table left and it was right where the door opened.
Oh, a bit chilly. Yep.
And two, all the young ones were out and about. There were celebrations going on all around us and, my God, it was loud.
Mm-hmm.
At one stage, I looked across the road at Griller's Mark and there was two people in there and I said, look, love, over the road, should we abscond?
Too late. You put your order in, though, didn't you?
We put our order in. So anyway, our order came and I ordered one of their great burgers.
Mm.
And I doubled up. I was that hungry. Didn't have enough popcorn at the movies, obviously. And I had one of those big toothpicks through it to hold it together. That's how big it was.
Here we go.
So anyway, I pulled the toothpick out and I picked up the burger.
Yes.
And what's gone? Oh, I can't wait to see this. But, love, you do know that big toothpick is obviously to hold it together while you eat, but careful, don't stab yourself with said toothpick.
Yeah, they're sharp.
So I've put the burger down, picked up the toothpick, put it back in, picked the burger back up, pushed it even further through, gone to take a massive bite, and the toothpick's gone right through my chin. And that, Your Honour, is the case of stupidity.
And you said what?
Oh, I let out an expletive or two.
Oh, really? How surprising.
And the amount of blood that came out of my chin, I've gone, it was just a small prick, honestly.
PT attacked by burger. I can see the news headline now.
But the wife clearly said, be careful, don't stab yourself with the giant toothpick.
You know what they say, PT?
Stupid is.
As stupid does.